You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. Tuesday, which is a day that means absolutely nothing. It's just Tuesday. It's just... It's not halfway to Friday. It's not the Friday Eve. It's just like... It's that leftover day. It's not the Lord's Day Sunday. It's not the day off Saturday. Why am I talking about all this? I don't know. Hey, Boomer, how you doing?
It's Tuesday.
It is freaking Tuesday.
It is just Tuesday.
And we're going to make the most of it, by
That's
golly.
Right.
All right. Well, we're glad y'all are with us because that always makes it better. But yeah, hey, welcome to Tuesday. And we got a great show laid on for you. Got some big doings going on. And we'll start off at 3 p.m., State Senator Sam Gavan calling in. Already got some major guests lined up for tomorrow, which I'll tell you about more later on as soon as I get a couple of confirmation texts. But this thing about Space Command, man, it ain't going away. And we're going to talk to the local state senator who would have had that in his district. And we'll talk to him at 3 o'clock. And then I got a triple dipper, which is like packed. Hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as you run today's show. So number one, out the gate, we're going to talk about it in detail. Space Command hijinks. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, I look at it and think, so they said that it was too political. So what was their solution? To make it more political. But we're going to talk about Space Command. We're going to talk about things that are being said about it. We're going to talk about what's next. And we're going to talk about it with people that care, to include State Senator Sam Gavan, and just confirmed Congressman Dale Strong will be on tomorrow talking about it. So yeah, Space Command hijinks, that topic ain't going away. We'll cover down on it. Number one, triple dipper. Number two, show me the money. Didn't even get a chance to really dig into it yesterday. We started talking about Biden, but it never really had a chance to develop because yesterday became one of those viral moments where the show took off in different directions. And you got to chase those threads, like when Space Command came up. But today we're going to get in it, and there's even more to talk about. Show me the money. That's number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, thumb on the scales. I cannot recall when's the last time that I had two dippers from the day before that carried over to the next day. To include, if you get down to it, the mini dipper on the Space Command came a full dipper today. It's dipper madness, Boomer. It's just dipper madness. But number three, thumb on the scales. What happens when government gets involved and tries to, change the way the scales actually measure things? Number three, thumb on the scales. All right, let me jump over here to my opening comments. This one's going to be a bit different. Before I get into it, though, I will tell you, so proud to say, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all around the northern part of the state, locations in Gadsden, Atala, out in Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area, open 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care, they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud to have them. All right, listen, so here's the deal. Y'all know I've spent some time in the military. Those of y'all that have had time in the military or know people that have, you know what I'm about to say. I love Army slang. I do. It gets stuck in your mind. We talk different sometimes. Any of you who've served in any branch of the services or have family who did, you know there's like a separate language that goes along with serving. There's acronyms for everything. I'm pretty sure there's even acronyms about acronyms. There's jargon. There's buzz phrases. I can look at an Army guy and I can say, you are way off your time on target and I'm about to put some Kiwi in your fourth point of contact. And he will know exactly what I mean. While any civilian standing by will have to assume that I'm suffering some kind of dyslexic malapropism disorder. But there's one slang phrase that Army guys use often, especially infantry guys, which I am, and that's pop smoke. It's derived from the actual popping of a smoke grenade to cover your retreat or your withdrawal or to signal incoming aircraft. I mean, it gets used all the time as slang to signal that it's like time to leave. All right, fun's over. Let's pop some smoke, fellas. Or, hey, dude, the boss is coming. Pop smoke. I mean, they use it all the time. Truth be told, though, popping smoke doesn't always work. I mean, you got to know your wins, right? You got to have to execute the movement so you don't wind up blinding yourself. So, first, a quick story on popping smoke. A bit of true confession time here. I was once a brand new second lieutenant. A brand spanking new, fresh out of the box, wet behind the ears second lieutenant. And second lieutenants are not known for doing everything right. Only captains do everything right. So as a young lieutenant, I was honored, though, to be a platoon leader for a LRS platoon. That's long-range surveillance. A bunch of testosterone-filled recon paratroopers. And we trained hard, and we did all we could to live up to the image that we had for ourselves. So one time, my platoon sergeant and I, we were given leeway to perform platoon-level training, and we came up with this great idea. We would simulate reconnaissance of drug trafficking operations. Makes sense. So in and around the community of Cartersville, Georgia, we inserted our teams. They had to move out and locate their hide sites. They all had to find a place where they had overwatch capability of certain major roads. They had to watch for key vehicles that we had staged, and they had to report the movements. And we had those vehicles marked, so then we would know if they were fully mission capable in reporting the intel on their areas correctly. Very cool. Basically, through the night, they had to monitor the actual traffic and report the number of times those vehicles transited through. We even went a step further. We coordinated with local police to simulate the occasional chases with lights and sirens and everything of those same target vehicles, which made for a great report. And then we had an even better idea. So we thought. Each team would be given certain actions in sealed envelopes, and they had to open them at set times. We would send them a radio signal, and they would have to open envelope number one, and it would have key instructions on things they had to do. And then the very last envelope, every single team, at somewhere around 4 in the morning, opened their envelope to find out that it said that they had been compromised and they had to execute an effective escape and evasion to a known site in town during the night. Well, we coordinated with the police. You know, we made sure everybody knew this was happening. Except that we forgot to coordinate with the sheriff's department. Yeah, you can see where this is going, and it ain't good. So one of my teams, a bunch of solid dudes, did what Joes will do. They found a shortcut through a populated area with guns, lots of guns, in the dark of night. So when the local deputy got a call that six men armed with automatic weapons were climbing over somebody's back fence, well, he rode out to check it out. And my guys, believing that he was just part of the exercise because they had already seen us coordinate that before, they did what they were trained to do. When he confronted the rustling in the bushes, they popped smoke grenades on that deputy, lit him up with automatic weapons fire with blanks, several, I'm told, and conducted a picture-perfect withdrawal by fire with the deputy having a complete freak-out and calling for backup. So, yeah, we didn't see that coming. And neither did my company commander, who had to go down to the sheriff's office and explain it all. In truth, I'll be honest with you, we're just lucky nobody got shot. And we're also lucky I was allowed to continue my military career. So why am I telling you this? Well, it's an analogy, of course. I'm giving you the idea what popping smoke was. They popped smoke and they did a withdrawal by fire. Classic. That's the way it's supposed to work. But have you seen what's happening in the Biden administration? They are doing what is the political version of popping smoke on a near daily basis. They continue to pop smoke and attempt to withdraw, but they fail epically over and over and over again. Let's walk through a few. Afghanistan, complete debacle, lives lost, Americans abandoned. No worries, pop smoke, we'll launch a drone on ISIS-K, and that went badly too. Quick, pop smoke, let's tell the world we're handling COVID. That'll distract them. We'll mandate vaccines, which went very badly with the vaccine mandates being threatened and overturned by lawsuits. Quick, pop smoke. Let's get back to infrastructure. Got to have a bill. We'll build back better. We'll do it in two bills, both in trillions. It'll be great. Which went awful and has resulted in Democrat on Democrats even fighting over pork and progressive projects, GOP laughing in the background, and meanwhile the national debt's going way, way up. Quick, pop smoke. Go give a speech to the UN. That'll be awesome. Promise to care for human rights and be a globalist with freedom and love for all. Which really doesn't match up when you look at our own southern border as literally millions of illegals are rushing the border, shattering that globalist dream. Quick, pop smoke! Pivot back to Biden's perceived strength in foreign policy. Set up meetings, international alliances. Which really went badly when France, our nation's oldest ally, withdrew its ambassador in protest over some of the things the Biden administration was doing. And the meeting with Great Britain's prime minister, ended really awkwardly when he took questions from the press, but President Biden refused to do so. And it goes on from there. Quick, pop smoke. Let's fund a distraction, an endless war in Ukraine. But don't label our strategy or goals. Just keep giving money, billions of dollars, years of commitment. Meanwhile, Europe only puts in one-tenth of what the U.S. puts in. Quick, pop smoke. Let's do a rousing speech. We'll stand up in front of an eerie red backdrop with uniformed Marines and bad lighting and look really creepy like a Bond villain giving a speech. That'll go good. That didn't go good. Quick, pop smoke. Let's embrace the mantle of Bidenomics. Get out there, Joe. Tell them all you're going to whip the economy like you did old Corn Pop. Oh, wait. Inflation at 40-year highs. Interest rates at 22-year highs. Stagflation, shrinkflation. Never mind. Pull out. Quick, pop smoke. He loves his son. He's a good dad. Hunter's the smartest guy he knows. So smart he married his own sister-in-law. But we've never had any discussions about his overseas business dealings. Oh, wait. Bank records? What? Witness testimony now says the big guy was in over 20 conversations on the telephone with the business folks? Oh, crap. Quick, pop smoke. He's just Uncle Joe. God love him. Bless his heart. Just a family man. Talks to all six of his grandkids every single day except, oh, yeah, that's right. He has 7 grandkids. Okay, quick, tell the press you know about number 7 right there on Friday afternoon before your 15-day vacation and pop smoke and get out of D.C. Look, there's only so many times you can pop smoke. Because on and on it goes with the Biden administration. It's like every single day is a new distraction to try and cover up the previous errors. You see, popping smoke does you no good if you don't consider the wins, if you don't consider your own lane of withdrawal and the location of your enemies. You see, when you pop smoke, you run the risk of obscuring your own ability to even safely exit if you don't do it right. You run the risk of blinding yourself. It's not effective if you don't know how to make use of it. And what we're seeing right now, the Biden administration is struggling with every aspect of their basic movements. Their infill, their exfill, their actions on the objective, all of it. They are as lost right now as a second lieutenant in the woods with a compass. And even the media won't screen their movements anymore. Time to pop smoke, Joe. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I feel certain that some of you guys out there, some of you military folks, you are fully engaged right now, recognizing you just heard some jargon you might not have heard in a while. But I'm telling you, man, if you're going to pop smoke, at least know what you're doing. Know where you're going. Know how to do a withdrawal by fire. But they don't. It's like they pop smoke in 4 different directions. And they're sitting in their own cloud right now trying to figure out which way is up. It's embarrassing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, going to the phones real quick, and the text lines, by the way, the texts are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call it in, text it in, same number. But line one, Brian Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, sir, and happy not a Monday to Colonel former Butterbar popping smoke.
Indeed. You've been a Butterbar before. You know, we never make good decisions, man. No, we just lean on the others to help us.
Oh, no, I work for a living. I was enlisted.
Okay, there you go. Well, you were the ones who carried the second lieutenants along and pointed out that grid lines were not really painted on the ground.
I never had the temerity. I'm thinking if enough members of Congress had the temerity to defund Space Command to a certain level, not hurting anybody's jobs per se, but that would put it on a more level field until the next election. Because to me, if I have a firearm on my hip, as long as I'm responsible, I can respond to danger. If you put it in the trunk, which is the fourth or fifth area, it's rather difficult for me to respond.
You are very correct, and based on some of the reactions that I'm seeing from our Alabama delegation, one of whom happens to chair House Armed Services, I'm not going to be a bit surprised if they don't do something like what you just described.
Well, y'all have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, Brian, we'll see you, buddy. Let me check in over here on the text lines. What else have we got here? Dave from Battleground says, just tuned in and ready for my daily dose of Right Side Radio. Well, we're glad of it, Dave. Glad you're here. Crazy Joe from Decatur, what did he send me? Oh, he sent me a picture of a nuclear explosion. He says, now that's popping smoke. That would indeed be a lot of smoke. Casey Junebug from Hartsel says, love the way you're willing to share your own mistake to make a point. Truth and humility, great qualities. Well, I appreciate that. It was, it's one of those things with, it was such a mistake that I need others to learn from it and never let that happen again. But appreciate you, Casey Junebug. Danny from Decatur, they seem to enjoy peeing into the wind. I would agree. That seems to be a constant. Look at their shoes, you can tell. John from Huntsville, and I don't know what he's saying here. He's talking to you, Boomer, so I'll let you. I think he's talking about something to do with the World Cup, and I'll let you guys figure that out. Tony from Piedmont just said something about fruit flies from Asia, and I don't know what that means. But he goes, with regards to the monologue, he says, wow, that is outstanding. And then he shows me a picture of his minivan with no wheels on it, which I think is the Biden minivan, I guess is what he's saying. Anyway, all right. Hey, listen, plenty more where that came from. This is going to be a full show. I need some audience participation on this one because Space Command, man, this is not like we're talking about a story out there. All right. They just did this to us. They just literally did this to us. You know, it's not like we hadn't been getting ready. It's not like it hadn't a decision already been made. It's not like we didn't work hard to earn the right to be declared number one on the selection list more than once. It's not like there weren't three red states in the top three positions and the blue state, Colorado, number four. And yet they're going to keep it there. Things that make you go, what the heck? Well, we're going to talk about it in great detail, but I'm going to want to hear from y'all too. And then, like I said, top of the hour, State Senator Sam Gavan is going to call in. This is his district. I mean, it's not just his state, and he's a statesman. I know Sam, and I know he's a statesman when I say that. But this is also his actual district. And then tomorrow, because scheduling was tough for today, but tomorrow, Congressman Dale Strong, this is his district, he'll be on. I've been talking to the Tuberville camp. I would not be a bit surprised we didn't get him on sometime this week. I'm just telling you, this topic, this one may be like a lingering dipper. A dipper that just keeps on dipping somewhere along the way. But they did it to us. And this is like layers of wrong. Because what they accused us of, the reason why they apparently had grounds to pursue the shift was because Trump inserted too much politics into it. Really? How did that work out? Oh, that's right. You made your decision based on politics. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.